setting the bar, Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without buying an 85-inch television without any way to get it home, you're doing okay.
Dang it, they don't deliver?
Well, it's at Walmart, so I don't know. I thought they did, but maybe not. Jessica,
can you DoorDash that?
Jessica on TikTok, she has this little video where she's outside Walmart with a big 85-inch television in a box just sitting next to her Bronco.
Bought this TV, it doesn't fit in the Bronco, and now I'm stranded at Walmart.
Yeah, apparently she bought this TV, wouldn't fit. I feel like a rational person would consider either A, returning the television, or at least, hey, can you hang on to this while I go get something more appropriate to bring it home?
Right, if you don't have a friend with a truck or something, maybe do you rent a U-Haul?
Yeah, well, she says she was unable to even take the TV back. Like, say, oh, well, okay, I can't bring it home, so I'm just going to return it. I want my money back, and I'll rebuy it when I can. They said they can't take it back because she hasn't had it for at least 24 hours.
Are you serious?
The comments...
They have rules like that?
I don't know, Kelly. The comments... Laura, I swear people act like this is their first day on Earth.
Oh, no.
Jay, common sense, would say, go back into Walmart, buy some straps, and put the damn TV on top of the roof.
Oh, wow.
Erica, my coworker ordered an Uber Black and put his TV in the back and then followed it home when it happened to him.
Oh, Uber Black. Is that like, you know, a bigger vehicle that can hold
Donna,
stuff?
Donna, go buy straps. Strap it to the roof. Oh. Fancy hillbilly. It's an 85-inch television. It ain't fitting in any car.
Yes, you should have known that to begin with. Like, how did you not think through your plan?
You know, I mean, we've all been on the Watterson and seen people with a mattress on top of the roof of their car.
There's a will, there's a way.
Where there's an arm that's out of the window.
Yeah.
Holding this huge mattress on the top of their car.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that that's what she could have done, but I love the strap idea and even the order an Uber for it.
Sure. I didn't know you could do that, but thought that's great. But I feel like the lesson learned here is let's go ahead and research the options on how, the logistics of the shopping trip, like how you get in this home once you go and buy it.
Look,
and that's what she clearly didn't do.
We've all been in that situation where we're in a store. We see something that we weren't planning on buying, and it's like,
that's cheaper than I thought it would be.
It's an impulse buy, right?
Yeah.
And you say, you know what? I could do this. We've got space. I've got a great room where this 85-inch television would be able to, I could put it right above the fridge. It would be great right there. And then you buy it, you get it out to the car and go, bum, 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 bum.
Right. Well, exactly. Was it the last one and it was like slash deep, deep clearance? And then that's why she felt the urgency to not walk away and go figure out how she get it home first?
These are all questions that only Jessica can answer.
Yeah, I would like to ask her those questions.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without buying an 85-inch television without any way to get it home, you're doing okay.
Is she still in the parking lot with the TV? That's what I need to know. Like, where are we at with this?
Mm.
What happened?
Mm.
We're going to have no closure on this, right?
I mean, unless she posts an update on her TikTok.
Dang it. Like, we all need to know now. I also feel like that she needs to invite us over for movie night or something to watch on her 85-inch TV.
I'm not going.
Oh. Okay.
I don't care.
Oh.
I've got a 50-inch television. That's fine.
Look at that.
I don't need 30 more inches.
That's enough for me.
That's right.
85 inches, though, kind of sounds like a movie theater, doesn't it?
What'd you say?
85 inches sounds like a movie theater.
Hey, does anybody have any transportation fail stories? Like, hey, I tried to get this home, and I realized when I didn't, That was the wrong thing to do.
Well, yeah, you're on your way. You're like literally trying to transport it and disaster strikes.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. Love to hear those stories, all right? 502-795-1997. You can send us a voice note or call or text in at 502-795-1997. But that's your set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without buying a big old television without any way to get it home, then you're doing okay.
That's great.